This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so from an electric car company to legacy car makers that are really, really trying to diversify, Ford has plunked down tens of millions of dollars, as much as $100 million, according to one report, to buy the electric scooter company Spin. Last week, Daimler announced it's trying scooters, too, and those two will be competing against the rideshare giants Uber and Lyft and e-scooter originals Bird and Lime for a share of what could be a multi-billion dollar scooter business. Let me say that again, a multi-billion dollar e-scooter industry. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains what these big companies are hoping to get out of those little machines.
It's hard to take scooters seriously. They're for kids, right? People look silly riding them. They're flimsy and plasticky. But the scooter business is no joke.
It's a space that's grown really rapidly from almost nothing in over the past year.
Mobility research analyst Sam Abu El Samid with Navigant Consulting says scooters across the U.S. are now getting almost 250,000 rides a day and bringing in about $1 million of revenue. Uber and Lyft wanted a piece of that business because it was a natural fit with ride sharing.
They're trying to hit all the different types of services that can be offered in order to maximize the revenue potential from these businesses.
Abu El Samid says the attraction for automakers is the holy grail of transportation in the future.
Looking forward at, a few years from now, as we start to get automated vehicles on the road, we're actually going to need a mix of a lot of different types of transportation.
Even with autonomous vehicles on the road, they won't be the best option for every trip.
60% of trips in urban areas are less than 5 miles. And I think the scooter can fulfill the 1 to 3 mile trip.
Gabe Klein is a transportation consultant who has worked with Spin, the company that Ford just purchased. He says Ford might have an advantage in this space because it's a trusted name that's been around for more than 100 years, unlike its disruptive competitors. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.